Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Fire Inspired, your host, Ms. On Fire Inspired herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we are totally grateful. I want to thank our new vocalist. You heard the new song, On Fire Inspired song. It was written and produced by Vitiology. But the songstress, the voice, the songbird, is Ms. Deidre Norvette. So we want to thank Vitiology and Deidre Norvette for that new song project that is ready to roll. In fact, that is just like a taste of it. We're going to go live with the full song at the end of the month, and you'll be able to actually hear from the songbird herself. But I want to thank our sponsors tonight. And one of our sponsors is actually our guest tonight, and she's so awesome. She is a travel advisor, a business coach, but she is also a woman of God that is with she's a travel advisor with I Go Rain and I Go For Less, and she will be able to get you the best prices, get you a portal and access to the best prices guaranteed in the travel. Who doesn't want to save money, you know? So, yes. She will take care of you, and her name is Cornelia Brown, so you can look her up or call her at 404-786-0873. So I'm telling you, you want to connect with her. And then we have Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta, where aftercare matters most. Call and schedule your free consultation at 470-298-2630. We have Vitiology. You heard our new jingle. They actually do your jingles, your infomercials, your commercials. So you can look them up, and that's V, the word audio, and then ology, O-L, Vitiology, V, audio, and then L-O-G-Y. Then we also have Apographics. All of our beautiful, beautiful graphics are done by Apographics each and every week here on Fire to Inspire, and that's A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X. You can look them up. And then finally, Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. And Jewels, Inspired Jewels, 4U.com. And you can get your $5 paparazzi jewelry out there. And don't forget, if you haven't already, go and get your 21-day mind detox book. I tell you, if you don't have it, it's a page a day for 21 days. Now, how many of y'all know that we can start a new good habit within 21 days if you just keep at it and continue? We're taking out the trash, y'all. That's what I said. We're taking out the trash and we're intentionally putting in the new and the good. So I want to welcome our guest to On Fire to Inspire, Ms. Cornelia Brown. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, woman of God. How are you?
Hello and guten Abend. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of
I am so blessed, and I'm so honored that you invited me. And, you know, we met each other on stage, so it is so awesome now to meet you again on your very own radio show. I am so honored.
I think I can sing,
but I do not sing.
I want to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family.
Okay, like you said, my name is Cornelia Brown. I am an elder at Church of the Harvest International. It is now called Harvest Life. So I am, again, a business coach. I run multiple businesses. One of them is an online clothing line. It's actually a cruise and resort wear line, and most of the proceeds of it go to a mission in India. But my love is my travel industry. I came from the real estate industry and switched to the travel industry. Guess what? Now my fun makes me money. Can it be any better than that?
That's what I'm talking about. Making that you're making money in more than one way. For those of you who are on Zoom or want to get on Zoom and join us, we're actually doing a meeting conference. And you can actually get on Zoom. The ID is 279-526-9299. We are just going to have a good chat about some things that you're going to really learn about how you can do some things, but I'm not going to talk about all of that quite yet. What does it mean to you? What does ministry in the marketplace mean to you?
Oh, wow. Well, this is my heart. One of the biggest concerns that I have sometimes when I meet people that are so excited about growing businesses and they speak God's word. However, when the stumbling blocks come, they just stop and give up. And so, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is we can do all things, not some things, but all things through Christ who strengthens us. So what we want to do is really share with entrepreneurs, and especially brand new ones, to encourage them to, first of all, ground themselves in Christ, get a root system in the Word. So when it gets tough, they do not just quit, but just work, make every stumbling block a stepping stone, and this is what we hear to assist them and coach them and help them.
Amen. Now, actually, doing some posting, guys, make sure you're sharing with your friends that we are live now, because they can hear this great wisdom that she's about to share with us and pour into us. I'm telling you, you're going to want to take the pens out, take the paper out, and get ready. I'm doing some more additional posting. Let them know that we're live now. Now, Cornelia, why are you so passionate about your business and helping others grow there? Why are you so passionate about that?
Well, first of all, that is an ingredient you must have to be an entrepreneur. Passion,
okay.
You know, if you are passionate about something, that you are going to go through all the steps that are necessary to make it in this industry. And passion comes, I really took a few notes so I can share them with you, is when you are focused on smart and healthy growth, when you are deciding that you want to do more with the money that you earn from a business, so therefore that you are willing to seize opportunities, that you build organizations of significance, you know, not just to make money, but you want your money to be significant and make a difference. And see, we need the wealth, the healthy wealth, to transfer to us, but we need to be ready for it. We need to understand what to do with it. This is why I'm so passionate. And, you know, again, sometimes we can tell people, I pray with you. If there's great lack, if the bills need to be paid, I will pray for you. I pray with you. But you know what? If you are a successful entrepreneur, you can put a check with the prayer, and that's going to help. And that's going to help also bring people to Christ.
You're meeting a need as well as speaking. Absolutely.
Important self-development. You must do a self-evaluation if you are really ready. If you're really ready to treat your customer. You know, we always say the customers are the kings and the queens, but are you really ready to do that? So this happens when you begin to do some good reading, you know, get some good books of people that run healthy businesses. And I keep saying that. We're just not talking about getting rich. We are talking about healthy wealth, okay? So self development is extremely important. I always tell people, you know, you see yourself one way in the business world. Ask about 3 to 5 people how they see you. Do they understand when you present your products and services? Do they comprehend what you are talking about? Do they understand what their product or service can do for them? But also, do they trust you? You know, people will work with people they like and trust. And, right. you know, so if you have people in your life that will give you, you know, a reality check so you can make that self-assessment and then begin to work on the things that need some tweaking. That is, you know, truly that self-development is so important to be a successful entrepreneur.
Oh. Why do you call entrepreneurship a
part-time
situation versus a
part-time? Yes, really. You know, it is so interesting. When we do some marketing on Facebook, any of the social media sites, people flock to where it seems that the money will come in quickly. But you know, you need to, if you are doing your business in Christ, you have to not look for the quick riches. And there's plenty of scriptures on that. But you have to be willing to work hard at what you do. You have to become knowledgeable. You have to pay your dues. And sometimes your business is in the crock pot. And, you know, I don't know if you're like I am. I love crock pot cooking. That meat, when you put it in there, it gets tender. It gets good. And it is delicious. Same thing with businesses. But, you know, most people nowadays, they want to stick it in the microwave. They want to get it quickly, but there is no root system that this business will grow. And anything that you are doing, you know, it must be with integrity. You must be an encourager. You must be a risk taker. But also you must be generous, and you must be willing to be a giver of yourself in the business. And you need to wait on God's timing. And God's timing certainly is not always our timing. So that's why I say it's a crockpot situation. And you will be wonderful when you wait.
You said a mouthful when you said God's timing. Because we are in microwave science.
Right. Yes.
So many people want to see things happen now.
But if it happens that fast, is it going to fail? Like you say, you know, how long is it going to last? Is it going to last just for a moment? Is it going to last even a month?
Amen. And may I insert too, God knows if you can handle the wealth that he's trying to bring to you. You see, a flower, where if it's nourished with the right amount of water, will flourish. A flower that is doused with water and it's too much will die. So God knows what we are ready for.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's good.
It's too much.
Some people are not ready. You give them too much, it's going to die.
Yes.
It's not going to happen. Good. I love it. Now, what are some of the must ingredients a person should have to go
in this scenario? Well, can I share with you, especially if you use God, you know, and say, I'm a godly business, I'm a Christian business. Mm-hmm. You have to really understand what godly integrity is. Because that, you know, God doesn't promise us easy. And, you know, you cannot sell out to the road of least resistance and to quick and fast, again, the microwave. You must be willing to season yourself, and you need to use your God-given gift and honor, you know, God with doing your best and seeking to do your best at all times. So that may mean, as an entrepreneur, that you get up a little bit earlier to be prayed up, to read some scriptures, to read some self-development things, to look in the mirror and speak to yourself what you are going to do. Not only that, you must care about the people you do business with. if you don't care about them, you're going to only seek that money. And that is not going to work. So, and that develops a trust level. So the entrepreneur needs to understand that people will only trust you if you keep your word. So if you make promises, keep them, and keep them ahead of the time that you said you would do it. So if I say I'm going to be on a radio show with you and you ask me to be on there early, I need to show up early. Then you will trust the next time that you invite me again that she's going to do this. And so in everything that we do, and so many entrepreneurs, they just jump in. Again, it is only about them, that selfish motive. It is not about the customers. So customer service is huge.
It is. And that's something I think that we have, along the years, that we have lost focus of. You know, it's like it's all about me and not about customers. Like, no, you would not have a business or a job if it wasn't for your customers, especially if you have customers on your side.
Absolutely.
One thing you really have so key, integrity. You know, if you say something, your word is either your son, some people, or it's garbage. And you have so many people that it's garbage. And like you said, if I ask you for a ride early and you arrive early, then I'm going to trust that you will do it again. I had the opportunity, or not so good opportunity, but when I first started the show years ago, he was supposed to be really, really long and whatever he did. And I was like, you know, I love to interview him. He's like, oh, yes. And he didn't show. And I was like, wow. And you knew too. And a assignment God has given you. You know, you're like, and so I couldn't know. I think, you know, you're not terrible. You know, things come up, I understand. There was nothing that said, you know, that stuck with you. Call, text, chat, nothing. And so I was sitting there, doing the business, doing the assignment, and his word was,
wow.
And so, that goes a long way. You tell a person if you're going to do it, then do it. But if you can't do it, and there's an emergency, if you're in a situation, the same happens, communicate, because communication is key.
Yes, always. In everything, communication is key. You're so right. First of all, if we are using God, and if we say we are Christian business, if we do not do what we say we do and we do not operate in integrity, we hurt the community. We hurt God's kingdom. So when we run a godly business, it must be about the edification of God's kingdom. It must be more than just the initial exchange of a product or a service. It must be about reaching out to the souls that out there that are seeking, you know, the service that we have. But trust me, God puts us in front of them to minister, not just with our words, but minister with our actions. And when people watch us and they get deeply disappointed when our words don't line up with our actions, let me tell you, I saw the most amazing quote just the other day. It said, you know what? We match up our purses with our hats. We match up our dresses with our shoes, but we forget to match up our actions with our words. And that is exactly what it means to run a Christian business. Your actions and your words must match, and they must be all about edifying God's kingdom.
Yes.
That is so good. So, why is it a great, amazing step? Customer service is so important for a business person, for an entrepreneur to have a success. important.
Well, here again, in God's kingdom, isn't it all about serving? In God's kingdom, didn't Jesus come to serve? He didn't come to be served, but he came to serve. And aren't we, if we use that we have a godly business and Christ-like, aren't we called to serve? And that's customer service. And it is, again, it is not even just a customer. If you run a Christian business, it is about the soul. So we are here to find out, you know, the need of that person and to fill that need. And that just may be, let's say if you're a painter and you go into a house and you have a customer that needs their house painted. As a godly business, you don't go in and you don't do sloppy work, show up whenever you feel like it, do the things. You come in to find out what your client wants, how they want it, by when does it need to be completed, and then you need to have a servant heart. And let me tell you, a servant will, a good servant, a godly servant, will always do just a little bit more than the customer asked for. That is great customer service, and that establishes trust.
That's so good. So good.
Ooh, I love it. Now, what are the five W's, and how can they build
We do a lot of business mentorship, and I tell people, first of all, to be successful is really not that hard. It's very simple. So let's start with the W's. What is your why? Why are you doing this? Why? What do you want to accomplish? What is it? For some people, they may have a sick family member that need extra income, that need to pay off bills, and the why need, you know, there's a saying that says if the why doesn't make you cry, you're not going to be committed. And for example, my why is to retire my husband, who has served in the military, who has been a real estate broker for many years, who now works at the VA, who is having health issues, and you know, at 63, I want him just to be able to go a little bit early into retirement. So my why to be successful with the business is that I want to be successful to retire my husband and leave a legacy for my grandchildren so they can say my grandma was never lazy. My grandma, until she took her last breath, was trying to leave a legacy behind. First W. The second is, where is your clientele?
Okay.
Where do they dwell? Okay, so many times people, you know, get a business, but they are fishing in the wrong pond. You know, if you sell jewelry, you need to be around people that like jewelry, okay? If you sell custom jewelry, you do not need to be around people that only like to wear real gold and silver. You are going to hurt yourself, and so where does your client that you are looking for dwell? The next thing, who is that client? Who is this person that you want to work with? And you know, for example, in our entrepreneurship, we have team members, people join us. So I would say, who is the type of person that I would love to have on my team? And in the morning, before I go out, I see that person. I visualize that person. And you know what? It is a godly person that loves to have fun, that loves to help others, so that I already know what I'm seeking. You see, God says, then write it down and make it simple, and then work that plan. Now, the next W is what? So what are you going to bring extra to give to your customer that they will always come back to you? You have to set yourself apart from the masses, right? So, you know, there may be, especially in travel right now, there's 5 million people selling travel. Why would someone come to me? Well, I tell you, that extra that I'm going to do for that person, that extra, whatever that day it may be, that's why that person going to come back to me, because I'm going to walk them through their experiences. I'm going to teach them how to utilize our products and services. I'm going to give them some extra, let's say, discount points, or I might give them a coupon, something. What do you do? Then here comes the last one. When are you going to activate your faith? See, faith without works is dead. You can't just say, okay, God, I want to be rich. Just bring cloud number 9 over me and just, well, you know, for some it may happen. Who knows? God can do anything. But the good word says faith without works is dead. So when will you activate yourself? Any dream, anything, any vision that you have to time stamp it, and you need to go into action mode. You need to put fear to the side that holds most people down and just go and do it. Be like Nike and just do it.
I love it.
Well, they can call me. Again, you gave your phone number. May I give it again? And
sure.
let me tell you guys, if you're listening out there, if you're trying to get me to pick up the phone, you may get frustrated. So text me, and I will get immediately, you know, as soon as I'm done with whatever I'm doing, back with you. But the number is 404-786-0873. I will call you back. I will find out what you need. I will find out what type of business you are doing, and then customize a plan to help and to mentor. And here's the important part, to hold you accountable for what you said to me you're going to do.
I love it.
Well, you know, let me tell you, most people are, and this is why a lot of businesses fall apart. If you are in Christ, you need to tell fear to be gone, number one, and this is where you need to go in God's word, and you need to understand that you are gifted by God. You have God-given abilities to become an entrepreneur. And then you need to be like Peter and step out the boat. You know, when Peter saw Jesus walking on water, he didn't think, he didn't overthink it. Fear makes you overthink everything. Fear makes you not seize an opportunity, and it freezes you. It puts you I heard someone say on our team before, it puts your faith in a wheelchair. So you have to just step out in faith and be like Peter, step out the boat, and guess what? With each step, God will harden the water. And if you never try it, it's never going to happen. It's just going to become another thing that was undone. But so the only way to overcome fear is to overcome fear. Underline the word, overcome it.
I love it.
You know,
I tell
people
all the time, fear and faith can't reside
together.
Would love to.
And how can they either one, save some money on their travel, or two, make some extra money, whatever it is, because that's your heart to help people, not just about making money, but help people give through consult being a consultant for them, or bringing them into business, or just becoming a customer.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Okay. I'm signing off. Bye, everyone, from Zoom.
All right, Zoom world. Y'all want to go out and listen to blogtalkradio.com.
Or y'all can actually, if you're on either of our
books, I've actually clicked on the link that gives you direct access to where we are. But the number that you can listen in on as well is 929-477-2178.
And tell us a little bit about what you do as a travel advisor and how you can help them either save money or however.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us about it.
Okay. Well, we have a brand new concept that is called iBoomerang. And you know what happens with a boomerang when you throw it out? When you throw that boomerang out, then goodwill goes out and goodwill comes back. So our boomerang is a travel portal. Okay, that's what it is. It's also called I Go For Less. So we send people a code that gives them access to open up their very own travel portal. On this travel portal, people can do some research, get hotels, for example, at five-star hotels at three-star prices. It is amazing. Get rental cars, get vacation experiences. We even have flights that are absolutely amazing. The biggest savings come from our vacation experiences. Now, this particular travel club used to cost $40 to sign up and then $30 a month. And guess what? Now it's free. So we can send people these travel portals. So all they have to do is, again, text me, and I will send that code, and they can have access to these portals. Now, how do our iBoomerang, we actually are called Travel Savings Ambassadors. So a person that wants to make money with this, we can send them a link that's called iDecide. And iDecide does an incredible presentation, very interactive, and it shows that when that particular customer travels and saves that money, 50% of that savings comes back as a bonus to us, as a cash bonus. So this the new concept. It's not when the customer pays more, but it's when the customer pays less. 50% of those savings come back to us as this reward. And we do not book the travel. The customer books the travel. If they need assistance, they actually get a concierge that they can interact with. The concierge assists them. And, you know, those are people that are sitting on the computer all day long. I just love it because it made me freer because now I'm completely mobile. I have people that I've sent this travel portal to maybe a month ago. And 2 weeks ago they went on traveling, and I didn't even realize they were traveling. It is incredible. So anyone that is listening and would love to have a travel portal, I can generate a code and send it to you tonight. Now, here is the thing. In order for the IRS to truly consider people to have a business, there has to be a startup fee and monthly overhead. Okay, so we're going to be honest about it. This is, again, this is not getting rich quick, zero down, which, you know, I come from the real estate world. Before the market crashed, let me tell you what made it crash is programs where people didn't invest anything, had nothing to lose, and were willing to walk away from their deals so quickly. Same thing with business. You have to invest, and then you have to have overhead to keep your business open. and we will send you that information, and it is so doable. It is so doable that, you know, the average business that people start costs between $10,000 and $40,000 to start up, and the overheads run in the thousands. It's nothing like that. But you have access to an $8 trillion industry with the overhead, for example, is under $100. It is amazing, absolutely amazing. And then here's the other part. I don't want to just take too much of your time, but then your travel, because you're a travel professional, now becomes a legal tax deduction. So I just came from Barcelona. I don't know if you saw my pictures, but went to Toronto, went from Toronto to Barcelona, went over to Rome and Italy, then to Sorrentino, then to France, then we went to Palma de Mallorca, came back to Barcelona, went to Germany, and came back. So I'm still a little jet lagged a little bit. But what is so exciting, I got paid for it. I went on my own vacation. I'm getting paid for it, mm-hmm. and I can write my whole entire experience off as a legal tax deduction. And let me tell you, the tax codes have changed tremendously. And I suggest for everyone, this is the key for all your business owners out there or people that are working. The tax code, the new tax code has been written for someone to own a business. So what it does, whether people agree with it or not, it doesn't help us anything. We have to engage with it because what does God say? Give Caesar what Caesar is due, right? So we have no choice in that. But we can maximize our monies. We can maximize our travel dollars. It is incredible. Back over to you.
Wow. So can you give them one more time the contact information, how they can contact you, how they can book a class? Because you may have like a women's club or a small group that says, hey, we want you to come in and talk to our group. How could they book you?
They can, same thing, just call me, text me on this number, 404-786-0873. I am a licensed, certified professional speaker. If you would like me to come do a free session on the 5 W's, it is, we have a wonderful workshop that we designed with it. And then if people want personal business coaching, you know, we work that out and personalize it from there. To get into my travel site, my clothing business is called Wild Earth Sparkle. Wild Earth Sparkle. And so my access even to the travel is www.wildearthsparkle.iboomerang.com. And it's IBUUMERANG.com. But if you text me, I shoot that over to you so you don't have to worry about taking notes on that.
Okay. I was trying to type it as you were talking. All right. Great. We truly, truly appreciate you sharing with us tonight. I mean, you gave us some great, powerful insight and some wisdom that so many people either didn't know or it's some things that sometimes you just need a reminder of some things, you know? So we truly, truly appreciate what you shared with us tonight and what you're doing. And we thank you so much for being a sponsor for On Fire Inspire. And I pray that many more customers and clients come forth as you've sown into us. We pray that for that to benefit your business as well for sowing.
I appreciate it so much. And if I may just ask everyone, in your Bible studies to read God's Word, read tonight 1 Corinthians 13. And you know what you want to do? You want to love people to the top. You want to love people to their success stories. And it will show you in 1 Corinthians 13 how you should also run your business. You should be patient. You should be kind. You should envy no one. You should not be boastful, not conceited, rude, selfish. Don't take quick offense. Don't keep score of wrongs. Read it. Read it as a business owner and say, this is where I can tweak my customer service for my clients. And back to you, and I honor you. Thank you so much. And you know, when I do my business plan and when I say, who do I want to engage with? Who do I want to, you know, just worship God even in the marketplace? You certainly are a person of integrity and a person that I honor in everything. That every time I see you, you operate in excellence, and I thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you know what? You never know who's watching you, you know? And that's what I tell young people when I go speak at the schools or whatever I'm doing. I tell people, you never know who's watching you, because that what you're doing, even with a bit as a business person, that can help you get clients or that can help you lose clients, you know, depending upon how you treat your people. So thank you so much for that, and thank you again for supporting us. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you, and we lift you up in prayer. And, again, much success to you and everything that you touch. We declare that God is removing all stumbling blocks, and it is, again, let's love one another straight to the top. There's plenty of room for all of us.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, all of a sudden I'm being led to do this because one of the things I tell people all the time, this is God's show. I am just the mouthpiece that he chooses to use. So I'm led to have you pray for entrepreneurs and business owners, if you would. And we'll close out with that prayer.
What an honor. Thank you so much. Glorious Father, we come to you tonight praising your holy, magnificent, awesome name. Father God, we just thank you so much for giving us the God-given gift to run godly businesses. Lord God, help us to understand what we need to do. Help us to be lined up to your word in all our actions. So we don't just talk the talk, Lord God, but we walk the walk. Help us to connect with people that will help us to edify your kingdom, Lord God. We are declaring right now that every stumbling block becomes a stepping stone in you, Lord God. I just speak over all the entrepreneurs that are listening tonight. I speak over their businesses, and we command any demonic force that is trying to come against them to be nullified by the blood of the Lamb. Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you that we can step out of that boat like Peter did, and you harden each step underneath us. You undergird us, Lord God, as long as we stay rooted in you. Help us to be patient and kind. Help us to have that endurance. Help us to understand, Father God, that we must love one another, that we must reach out to one another, to the business owners, Father God, that are working so hard, and there are some that are struggling deeply. Let them know their struggle is not in vain. They are just being refined. And you know what? In the fire, you are being refined. And that's what we all are, that when we come out from that, Lord God, and being refined by you, we are better, we are stronger, and we can do the things. And you will give us that wisdom and that healthy wealth that we are seeking. And Father God, we will always put you first in everything, and we are rooting ourselves in faith, in family, in community, Lord God, that we are edifying your kingdom. Lord God, bless this radio show. Bless my sister. Give her all the desires of her heart. Whatever she wanted to do, illuminate it. Let it blaze and let people say, whoa, what is going on over here? So I declare good, godly, abundance, overflow, healthy wealth to her, Lord God. And we thank you so much. And Lord, as we are surrendering every fiber of our being to you, Father God, we just honor you and praise you. And in Jesus' holy, magnificent name, we pray and declare.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, and thank you again. All right.
And
so
thank
guys,
you for loving me.
You're welcome. If any of y'all missed any of this magnificent interview, I'm telling you, you want to go back and listen to the replay of it. It will be available in about 5 minutes. I have created a short link directly to it, and it's bit.ly, that's bit.ly/ministry in marketplace. And it's capital M and cap on both sides. Ministry is capitalized and marketplace is capitalized. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire and click on it from there, whichever one's easiest for you. But I'm telling you, you got to go back and listen to these points. Listen to how everything is based upon the word. And it's not about a dollar, because people think about prosperity being about money. But no, he wished that we should prosper in everything concerning us. So in our health, in our finances, in our family, everything. Well, guys, I thank you again for joining us on Fire to Inspire. I wish you a favorable week and blessings upon your life, blessings upon your family. Thank you to each and every sponsor. Thank you again for being a sponsor, our travel ambassador, our own travel ambassador, Cornelia. I thank you. I thank you, April Graphics. I thank you, Radiology. I thank you, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. I thank you, Inspired Jewels, number 4, the letter U.com. If you're interested in being a sponsor of On Fire to Inspire, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And you can, if you have a business, a service, or even if you have an event, we can help publicize and give you some visibility out there that you may not have access to. That's just what we do. This is about what we do. It's all about building you up and help pushing you into your purpose and your passion. Well, guys, I want y'all to listen as the outro song goes. It is going. It's a new jingle. It's new. Like I said, you got a little snippet of it, but you're going to get to hear the whole song in about 2 weeks. So I love you guys, and I will talk to you same time, same place next week. Love you guys.